Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Can you guys tell me what the hell's been going on here? Okay, I just took off one day. I took off one day for Yom Kippur. That's it. All I did was just take off. And it's not like a taking off and hanging out at the pool or going to the beach. You're doing a fast. I mean, no food, no water for 24 hours. And again, you can't just sit and watch Netflix. You have to be in temple. You have to be praying. You have to be reflecting. You have to be memorializing. You have to be yelling at the kids, you know, for not tying their tie properly, things like that. It's not an easy 24 hours. The least you guys could have done is for those 24 hours when I had to do my day of atonement and reflection and fasting, you guys could have just kept the world in check just for 24 hours. I don't understand what the heck is going on. I wake up to hearing that really France is mad at the U.S. Why is the French mad? What did we do? Nuclear deal, a nuclear submarine deal with Australia. Australia admits that war with China is possible over Taiwan. I understand this has been brewing for a while, but what happened in the last 24 hours? We hear that there's thousands upon thousands of Haitians that are currently under a Texas bridge that are, I guess, they're in squalor and they need help. That we have a humanitarian crisis, a public health crisis. And why are thousands upon thousands of Haitians, they're not getting help, and what are they doing there? So I'm going to have to now readjust. I'm going to have to, yes, I got some water in me. I got a little bit of caffeine in me. So we're going to kind of get through some of these stories. We also have a hospital system saying, all right, you want the religious exemption? We'll give you the religious exemption for the COVID vaccine, but you can't use Tylenol. You can't use Benadryl. You can't use your blood pressure medication. You can't use your diabetic medication. We'll talk about what's going on with that hospital and where that vaccine mandate and religious exemption thing is going. And then I wake up this morning to hear that a favorite place for us in Southern Nevada, the Mount Charleston Lodge, has completely burned down and is a total loss. As we get details on this, but for those of you that do live in Southern Nevada or live in the Southwest United States, you've been to Mount Charleston, and there's a lodge, an iconic lodge, had the best piece of real estate, most beautiful views, not a lot of parking, but it was okay because we loved the place, and it was dear to us, gone. So I don't know what the heck happened, but this is the last time I'm taking off 24 hours. I don't know. And by the way, when you fast for 24 hours for your sins, it just doesn't cut it. I mean, I've only gotten my sins now probably covered to the second grade. I mean, if I really want to cover all the sins I've ever done, I would probably have to fast for 10 years. But get me up to speed, people. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'll kind of keep you guys abreast of what's going on from the health standpoint. A lot of changes. In fact, a lot of confusion because the boosters are supposed to be determined by the FDA and the CDC. And it sounds like the White House is moving forward. The boosters are going to be rolling out next week. And some of you are asking me, which booster do you get, depending on your prior shot? And all we're allowed to say is, we don't know because we're still waiting for the FDA and the CDC, who doesn't sound very happy with the White House right now. So as you can see, it's a one hell of a cluster, but we're here to kind of get through this together. So I want to hear from you guys at 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Before we get into the show, I just want to say something about for those of us that, whether you're religious or not, when you kind of go through a cleansing, you know, of sins and sins you've done, sins you've thought of doing, people who have wronged you and who you don't forgive. In Judaism, we're supposed to use Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, to forgive those who have wronged us. Now, I forgive anybody. I know that people have bad days. I know people are jerks. I have forgiven everybody who has ever wronged me. I'm not going to forget. All right? There's no way I'm not going to forget. People say, well, you can't forget and forgive at the same time. Yeah, you can. I can forgive you. We can move on. We can pretend we are friends. But am I going to give you a kidney? Oh, hell no. I mean, yeah. Yeah, am I going to sing your praises? No. Am I going to warn others of your evil? Yeah. I've forgiven you for your evil. But if I think that you're hurting other people and you are in a position to still hurt because you haven't atoned, I'm going to protect who I love. And so we are supposed to heal from bad things that happen when you do forgive. And I have to tell you, whenever somebody's wronged you, whether it's an ex, whether it's a whatever, you do start to heal when you forgive them. When you go, look, I prayed on it. You know, I spoke to God. I'm not going to let the evil consume me. I'm not going to let the revenge consume me, because it does. When you get mad at somebody, it does start to turn you, you know, a completely different different flavor, different, it's just a complete, you're a different breed. And so one thing we learn each year is don't let that consume us, because when a person wrongs you, not only do they win in that wrong, but they win the more you reflect on it. Remember I told you guys years ago, you know, when somebody would dump you or if a boss would fire you or whatever, the best thing you could do is show that your flame lights brighter, that you are doing better with them out of your life. So anybody, I never really had a bad breakup, but anybody that I never really ended up dating or whatever, you know, seeing them successful, seeing me successful, was probably one of the more positive things to do. Somebody cheating on me, what good is it to sit there and brew? Move on, go out Saturday night, do other things. Same thing with jobs. You have an idiot for a boss, they're lost. Move on to a new job. The best revenge you could ever get is showing that you are successful. So that's just one thing I've always learned, I've always lived by, and was reinforced this Yom Kippur. So now let's get to the news and what the heck is going on in this world. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So we're going to keep you guys posted on any of the breaking news. All right. Currently, there is a fire going on in my neck of the woods that is taking down a complete, it's an icon. I think it's taken it down. We're here. It's about a total loss where there was a lodge, the Mount Charleston Lodge, and it was a place, kind of a refuge from the heat. And we go up to the mountains, we hike, we get to see some snow in the winter, get to, a lot of snow, get to have some hot chocolate by the fire. During the summer times, we escape the heat, get to see some beautiful scenery, and get some lemonade. And it, not sure what happened, but it burned out. The lodge is at the top of Kyle Canyon Road, a popular place for Las Vegas Valley residents and hikers coming off the mountain. There's a restaurant surrounding cabins. They are busy all year. The restaurant not very large and always full, always, you know, you run into people and you always kind of see people you know there, even though it's miles from home. And it's just one of those places that's just iconic. And so there's a hotel called the Retreat or the Resort at Mount Charleston. That's not what it is. This is the Lodge. And there's a little bit of a difference there. And I know a lot of people are confused. The Lodge is the one where you have the hot chocolate and the big fire pit in the middle. The Resort is the hotel. The Lodge has some surrounding cabins, which are really, really cute. And it's just a shame to see something like that. We don't know why it happened. We're, you know, sadly getting details, and as we get them, we'll let you know. Also, very, very sad is what we're seeing, 10,000 Haitians gathered under a Texas bridge in just a week. And the FAA has banned drones to fly overhead to see what's going on over there, because apparently it's pretty embarrassing for them. So the Biden administration is now being accused of trying to cover up the extent of the migrant crisis after the FAA has issued a flight ban over the U.S.-Mexico border to stop drones capturing footage of more than 10,000 people camping out under the bridge. The FAA implemented a two-week flight ban over the Del Rio port of entry and the international bridge in the city of Del Rio, Texas, Thursday night, claiming the move was for, quote, special security reasons to prevent drones interfering with law enforcement flights over the border. Now, this ban grounded a Fox News drone hours after the network released the shocking footage showing thousands of migrants living in squalor under the bridge as they crossed the U.S. southern border and waited to be processed by Border Control. This according to Daily Mail. More than 10,000 mostly Haitian migrants have gathered there in recent days in a temporary camp which has ballooned since Joe Biden halted deportation flights back to Haiti. The president apparently canceled deportation flights of migrants to Haiti September 8th. And the Department of Homeland Security extended temporary protected status to Haitian nationals while the country is rocked by the, you know, the biggest crisis since their 2010 earthquake. So under this TPS, this temporary protected status, foreign nationals cannot be deported back to their countries hit by natural or man-made disasters, and that includes COVID. So Texas Senator Ted Cruz said in the space of 8 days, the population of the camp went from 700 on September 8th to 10,500 on September 16th. And this is a huge mess. Public health, security, who knows what's happening to people with that many masses in that short a location. They say the number of people crossing the southern border from Mexico to the U.S. has surged in recent months to record numbers not seen in two decades. Biden wanted to, as soon as he got in, reverse everything Trump did. And the pendulum just swings back and forth. And sadly, you know, while America is being mandated and not being allowed to enter a restaurant and being, you know, you can't work if you don't get a vaccine, all in the name of public health, we have these other public health crises where you have migrants that are housed temporarily in squalor or not even housed, and that nobody really says anything. Nobody wants to cover it. They say in July the numbers reached a 20-year high with more than 200,000 people crossing into the U.S. from Mexico. Another 195,000 migrants were detained last month. I was told we were at the 1.5 million mark. Border Patrol is struggling to process the volume. 60,000 Afghans are expected to be resettled in America as well, now that the U.S. pulled all troops out of the country. So the Biden administration has done an excellent job of trying to increase the U.S. population. They have done a very poor job of being consistent with public health measures and planning this better, especially as we are very under... underprepared when it comes to our welfare, when it comes to Medicare, when it comes to Social Security, when it comes to elections, when it comes to COVID, when it comes to hospitals. I mean, we're taking in hundreds of thousands of people, and we're being told that the hospitals are overwhelmed with COVID. Then, should we wait to take in everybody until we have more hospitals? Should we be building more hospitals? What, you know, monoclonal antibodies now are on short supply. Should we be making monoclonal antibodies? What the heck is going on? So thousands are now fleeing to the U.S. from Haiti after the Caribbean nation plunged into turmoil this summer because they had the 7.2 earthquake in August, killed more than 2,200 people, destroyed 100,000 homes. Others have traveled from Cuba, Venezuela, Nicaragua. There's human smugglers paying to help get them across. And then after reaching Texas, conditions in the Del Rio camp aren't much better. Food and clean water are in short supply, and it's really hot. There's dangerous temperatures. They say, according to top Border Patrol union official in the Del Rio sector, John Anfinson, said there are only 20 portable toilets at the site. Only 20 toilets for 10,000 people. And that's being reported by the Washington Post. So many migrants go back into Mexico to help get access to basic supplies. This is not sustainable. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has sent the National Guard, troops, and officers with the Texas Department of Public Safety to the state's ports of entry to deter crossings. Aren't they supposed to, aren't they allowed to do like a state of emergency and then supposed to get government help? I'd like to know if that's been done and then if the government helped or not. They say Abbott made the announcement hours after he said he was shutting down six ports of entry before backtracking an hour later, they said. They said the Republican governor said he had been asked by U.S. Customs and Border Protection to shutter the points of entry to stop the caravans from overrunning our state. But apparently, he said that the Biden administration had flip-flopped on their request. So I don't know what's going on. This is an absolute cluster, but this is scary. As, you know, we've been all about public health. We have been all about making sure we protect people. We protect our children. We protect our teachers. We protect our parents. And then we see, you know, people being forced to cross rivers, live in tents, live out in the heat. And there's just no plan. You know, we're going to be talking about in a few minutes how it's very easy for the government to just make a mandate or make an order and say, all right, guys, this is what we're doing. So shall it be written, so shall it be done. But the ramifications, like we're seeing with the migrant crisis, is going to be very, very burdening for years to come, and there's going to be a lot of casualties in the process. I'm for immigration. But when you're dealing with a public health crisis like COVID, and you're going after Americans, and you're not allowing them to work or get an education, yet you're, you know, saying, oh yeah, free borders, and then not taking care of the migrants coming in either, or allowing us to have the security we need, help our Border Patrol agents who need to try to prevent cartel and other, you know, evil entities that could be trying to sneak in with the innocent ones. This is a mess, and this is very poor management. This is not how a country is supposed to be run. And don't be, you know, barking to me about public health when you let thousands of people at a border be heat exposed and only have 10 bathrooms. One of the reasons why we had a hepatitis A outbreak, or the hepatitis, that huge hepatitis A outbreak that hit multiple states years ago, was because it started in homeless camps. And homeless camps couldn't protect themselves because they, you know, didn't have access to vaccines, they didn't have access to medical care. I mean, this should be a no-brainer for any government. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas on Thursday, during a rare public remarks at the University of Notre Dame, warned against politicizing the Supreme Court. Mr. Thomas, the court's longest-serving member, said that the justices do not rule based on personal preferences and that the politicians should not allow others to manipulate our institutions when we don't get the outcome that we like. End quote. The largest GOP caucus in Congress is demanding the Biden administration turn over documents on its humanitarian aid to the Taliban, arguing that the payments to the group while U.S. citizens remain in Afghanistan amount to ransom. The Biden administration left Americans behind during the botched U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Protesters gathered Thursday at the Florida home of Brian Laundrie, who has retained a lawyer and refused to cooperate with authorities after Gabby Petito disappeared on the couple's cross-country road trip late last month. She's missing. He's hiding. USA Radio News. Most Americans realize inflation is costing us more. Everything we need, from toilet paper to gasoline, is hurting those with lower incomes the most. Chris Barnes from the New England USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The subject at the White House on Thursday afternoon was the U.S. economy, and President Biden says he's got some ideas for how to make it work more for everyone.
One that invests in this nation, creates real sustained economic growth, and that benefits everyone, including working people and middle-class folks.
Biden also urging final passage by Congress of a roughly $1 trillion infrastructure bill. He insisted all the plans in it are paid for. In the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the Democrat from New York, was hit Thursday with another ethics complaint over her attendance at the Met Gala. A watchdog group claiming she violated House rules by accepting roughly $60,000 worth of tickets with a table cost of $200,000. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So remember I told you guys that those who are getting religious exemptions for the vaccines are going to probably be targeted, or the religious vaccine exemption might not hold, because I had predicted that the government was going to convene the leaders and get the leaders of all the religions to say, well, we really don't have anything in the good book that says you can't do this. So then they're going, all right, you see, no religious exemptions. So before though they get to that, certain industries are kind of working towards limiting religious exemptions in their own way. And look, I see both sides of things, I do. But come on. I mean, how much farther is this going to go? So what's happening? And like I said, I could see both sides and I could see what they're saying. I don't like it, but I could see it. Is there's a hospital system in Arkansas that when they introduced the vaccine mandate, about 5% of their workforce said, this is against our religion. So they went to get religious exemptions. There has been a flood of people looking for religious exemptions and medical exemptions. That's nothing new, but now it's accelerated because of the mandates. And so in response, because it kind of defeats the purpose when you have a bunch of people get out of it, and when one person is able to get out of it, then somebody else is like, wait, they got out of it. Why can't I get out of it too? So sadly, people underestimated how many people don't want the vaccine. It's a shame. I like the vaccine. I support the vaccine. But there's a lot of people out there that don't. And they do have religious convictions. So these religious convictions are kind of based on the HEC 293 cells, which I told you guys about, and the PER-C6 cells. These are cells that came from cell lines that date back to an origin coming from an aborted fetus. They are human cell lines. And one of the reasons why these aborted fetus cell lines were used is because in the case of Henrietta Lacks, where her cervical cells were taken without her permission, that is now going to be causing a whole slew of issues in the court system, as the family's pretty unhappy that her cells were taken. Mind you, she is a hero in that it has saved so many lives. Her cell line, the HeLa cell lines, have basically been the cornerstone of all our medicine. But again, without her consent, sadly, that's what happened in the 50s, and it's something that we have to strive to never let happen again. But, and she might have consented saying use them, but because consent wasn't made, now there's a lot of concern over using somebody's cells that can, you know, propagate and be able to be used to test multiple things, so we don't have to use animals, so we don't have to, you know, test on children and have live subjects. So these cell lines allow medications and vaccines and things like that to be tested. So in the 70s and 80s, they were able to capture a cell line from a fetus that was aborted. And that's the crux of many people saying, look, I don't want to use the vaccine because it involves an aborted fetus. And, you know, they have a right. They have a right to say that. So what the hospital did is they made them sign a form saying, all right, if this is against your religion, you then, I'm assuming, are also not going to use a Tylenol. You're not going to use a Benadryl. You're not going to take your blood pressure medication, the lisinopril or the losartan. You're not going to take an antibiotic like Azithromax or a fluoroquinolone. You're not going to take your diabetic medication, Glucophage. Why? Because all of those have used at some point this cell line for testing. And so the employees, basically, if they get caught popping a Tylenol or taking an antacid, or taking a stool softener, they're going to be looked upon as hypocritical and not be able to stick to that mandate. So I like to be balanced here. You know, I get that, you know, if you're going to say it's against your religion to use something, then be aware that then that follows for everything. You know, just like in Judaism, we can't say that we're not allowed to eat shrimp, but then eat lobster. If we're not allowed to eat shellfish, you're not allowed to eat shellfish. It's all shellfish. The problem is it's like, you know, man, I mean, this is getting pretty ugly in terms of, I mean, if people to try to avoid the vaccine are going to have to go through hoops and now avoid all medication altogether just to prevent something from being injected into their body that they don't want. I mean, what are we doing here? Well, especially when there's people in other countries say, please, I'll take the vaccine. Give the vaccine to somebody else. If somebody doesn't want the vaccine, it's their choice. If they die of COVID, they die of COVID. If they don't die of COVID, they don't die of COVID. If you want to protect yourself from COVID, you get the vaccine. But to now make them sign something saying, look, all these medications, you know, use a similar cell line. So there was a concern months ago, and the diocese, Archdiocese of New Orleans and St. Louis, voiced some moral concerns about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. And they urged Catholics to vaccinate in good conscience, but opt for a Pfizer or Moderna COVID vaccine instead. And the reason being is Johnson & Johnson used an adenovirus, which may have been designed from technology that used the HEP-293 cells, weakens the transport of the DNA necessary to instruct our muscle cells to make the mRNA, then the spike proteins are then made, our immune system learns to identify them, can help fight COVID. The Johnson & Johnson, the adenovirus has a much closer connection to the HEC-293 cells. However, the Pfizer and Moderna, even though they, and when you look at the LA County website and the Nebraska Health Department County website, even though the Pfizer and Moderna don't have HEC-293 cell usage connections with the development, there is a list of vaccines, including them, that have been tested on those cells. So if somebody has a religious concern that an aborted fetus cell was used for the testing, they're also going to have a problem with Pfizer and Moderna. So I know many of you were kind of confused going, I thought it was just the Johnson & Johnson. The reason why the Pfizer and Moderna have been brought up is because it's been tested on those cells. And I have a list, you know, of all the medications and vaccines that have been tested using. And I'm going to tell you right now, almost everything at some point or another has been used on these cell lines to see if they work. You know, we've made such progress avoiding animal use that we've had to have something that looks human. And it's human. And if we don't have humans consenting, they're using cell lines that they were able to get 50 years ago from an aborted fetus. And mind you, those with religious concerns, I get it. I totally get it. Those feeling that it's a little hypocritical, I get that too. But, this is the problem with mandates, people. And so if this one hospital system is going to say, look, guys, all right, sign here. If you're not going to use a vaccine, then we don't want to see you using Tylenol. I mean, they don't necessarily say it that way, but they say, then you attest that being true and consistent with your religious beliefs, you're not also using these medications. Now, some idiot that is now trying to be paparazzi for, you know, who's lying about the religious exemption is going to out you. And I think it's just going beyond, it's just getting ridiculous. There's this video going viral of somebody being accosted for not wearing a mask, and she screams back, I'm vaccinated, the V word. And people are just going after each other. And I'm going to now talk about next the slippery slope of these mandates. And where I think we need to have a much more thought out process before you just mandate. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702 702- 562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair to dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we have had some huge gains in terms of our fight to COVID. I do believe that the vaccine has helped keep a lot of people out of the hospital, a lot of people from dying. Unfortunately, it hasn't kept everybody out of the hospital. We still had vaccinated individuals get sick. But the mandates get a certain amount of credit for that. They also, though, get a lot of criticism. And when I see, and I like to kind of step, you know, how you see the forest from the trees. I like to see the forest because a lot of times in public health, we're only looking at the tree and then we're looking at the next tree. And you kind of need to take a step back and look at what's going on in the forest. Man, I see something over here and I see people running around over here and I see this over here. And I don't think everybody kind of realizes that, or if they do in government, they just don't care because they just have to get through to the next election. And I'm kind of looking at what's been going on down the line. And so any of us that really support public health, and we're talking, there's a lot of people going, oh, I'm for public health, yay Biden, yay Trump, yay whatever. If you are really, really, really for public health, if you are really for attacking COVID, then you are going to have an open mind and an understanding of how certain things that are being done currently are wrong, because there's no way to have an effective public health policy long term with all the BS that's going on right now. So I'm not saying for those people that are pro public health they should be criticizing the government, but for those people who are pro public health, they should realize that mandates could be a double-edged sword. And they might be thinking in the long term they're saving the tree, but they could be very, very damaging the forest. Okay, does that make sense? Okay, I'm sorry if you don't like the analogy. Okay, I'm not very good with analogies. I want to be good with analogies, all right? So, I wrote something called The Slippery Slope of the Vaccine Mandate, which is really hard with my lisp. So if I ever start to talk a little bit of a twang and I talk with an accent, it's because I got that lisp. The slippery slope, a lot easier to say with a twang. So I might just use an accent every now and then if I have some trouble with that S, because I don't do well with S's. So the mandates that are unfolding, whether you're pro-vaccine or not, is starting to kind of concern a lot of us. And we're starting to look at things like, wait a second here, what's going on? And so we just spoke about how what's happening with that one hospital system. In that one hospital system, they're telling people, all right, fine, you're going to get a religious exemption, then don't use these other medications. So what sort of public health crisis are we going to have there? So are people going to feel forced to then not take their blood pressure medicine, not take an antibiotic, not take their diabetes medication, because they signed something saying they need to be consistent in terms of their religious exemption? So what has happened since these mandates? All right, and I know a lot of you are saying, Dr. Dahlia, but wait a second here. There's already mandates for pediatric vaccines. So why is everybody getting their panties all up in a bunch with this one? The pediatric mandate's much different. The pediatric vaccine rollout, much different beast. Similarity in that there's vaccines. You can't go to school without showing proof of vaccination. You could have a religious exemption. You could have a medical exemption. School lets you in. If a child is not vaccinated, they still get to take a bus. They still get to go to a restaurant. They still get to have an education. And those vaccines the kids get, like their polio, after they get their 2, 4, 6 year polio done, they might need a tetanus booster or a DTaP booster. But once they finish their hepatitis A series, their hepatitis B series, their Prevnar series, their varicella series, it's done. With these mandates, it's a newer vaccine. It's not done because the immunity wanes. You got to get it again. And if you don't get it, you could be kicked out of school. This is for grown-ups and teens. You could be kicked out. You can't go to the college. You can't eat, go to that restaurant, and you can't work. That's different. The pediatric mandates did not do that. And the other thing, too, also is we're opening up a can of worms. There's a lot of kids that have been homeschooled this whole time. One of the reasons of which the parents didn't want to do the vaccines and they couldn't get a religious exemption. So, you know, some parents are like, you know what, fine, I'll just do those. Maybe I'll get my kid vaccinated. We'll just do that. But then once this mandate for an mRNA vaccine comes out, that's when I think you're going to see a lot of parents say, to heck with this, I'm pulling them out of school. So these are some of the things that are happening or I predict are going to happen, right? So one is unvaccinated individuals using fake vaccine cards to prove vaccination. We already know that's happening. People are flooding. There are fake vaccine cards flooding the market and people are getting them. Or people are getting pharmacist or whoever to sign off. I don't know what the heck is going on in America, but it just doesn't seem like the number of people vaccinated seem to equal the number of people that are claiming they're vaccinated. Something's not right. Unvaccinated individuals who want natural immunity are now rushing to get COVID before the mandate. So we talked about that, how people were asking me if the vaccine is going to interfere with them being able to get natural immunity to COVID. They want to get it naturally before the vaccine, quote unquote, messes that up. Now, I spoke to you guys, and we'll talk about this again. It shouldn't mess up your ability to get natural immunity, but a lot of people are concerned. So now we're seeing people rush. We got Life is Beautiful concert. We got all these sports events, and there are people out there hoping that they could get it. They'll show a fake vaccine card, get in, and then hope to get it, which I think is very, very dangerous and bad. Vaccinated individuals that are currently vaccinated, thinking they're good, what happens when they become under-vaccinated and their vaccination status wears off? That's going to be a problem. My glasses are breaking now. So if the immunity wanes during the 8-month window, now we have all these new categories of the vax and unvax, depending on their booster status. Vaccines not being variant mutation specific, and the need for those to later protect the public. So our vaccines right now are wild type. They're not necessarily having these very consistent mutations. And so what happens then? If you don't have that, are you then considered unvaccinated again? Flu vaccine mandates are going to come next, because when flu deaths and illnesses surpass COVID in the future, and people say, look, you did this for COVID, why aren't you doing it for flu? Parents are going to start pulling their kids out of school. People are going to be told, or people are going to start avoiding life-saving medications because they signed something saying they a religious exemption. There's going to be an increase in the labor shortage because there's a lot of people that don't qualify now. Increased college dropout rate. We've already seen some hospitals have to slow down on services that they provide because a lot of their nurses are rejecting the vaccine. So we're going to have lack of hospital services. But a biggie that a lot of people don't realize that's going to happen is the international community is ticked. The international community is mad that the vaccines aren't going to poor countries. And they see what's happening with America, where they're already doing boosters. And we'll talk about the booster rollout, which is still a cluster because the FDA and CDC and the White House are not on the same page. So the international community, based on what happens with COVID, might turn on America, and America might not be able to get first shot at the vaccines or pay for the vaccines in the future. If they look at us as being selfish and forcing Americans that don't want to get it when there are people begging for it in other countries, the international community may step in, and when it's Ebola or something worse, we might have to wait our turn. So, and then not to mention the lack of trust. If Ebola does come, how many people are going to trust the government with that? So it's a slippery slope. Be careful what you wish for. Think it through, guys. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.